You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
People think I'm controversial, but the truth is, I'm a nice guy. And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
I'm upset, outraged, and angered.
Everything you said was all a lie?
What I say is what I say.
Okay, I want a damn concerted effort. This a god last damn time. I want somebody to use his brain.
This is a job for
John Peterson
and
Marty
Young.
You're from the 60s.
I will tell you, this is going to be something special.
Just a show about nothing.
I don't have any answers for you. I don't give interviews. I just want to be left alone.
Ponderous, ponderous.
Man. 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson, Gordy Young, producer Dom Lee with us on this very last day of July, and it's going to be beautiful except for the smoke and the haze and the breathing advisory. Don't go outside because it's awful, apparently.
It's severe. A severe warning.
Huh? Yeah, it went from an advisory to they ramped it up. So just be careful if you have breathing problems. But highs today in the mid-70s. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. A lot has changed since 1958. Some things have stayed the same. In Verlo's history, they're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two locations in Madison, East Side and West Side. Go to Verlo.com.
You know, it looks like I'm just going to have to put off my little run.
What do you mean?
In downtown Middleton today. You know, I was going to do my best Sylvester Stallone thing.
Really?
You know, I was going to get up on the steps of City Hall for about three or four steps.
It's not exactly like Philadelphia.
But... No, but, you know, I'm thinking, you know, it was an effort. It's consciously something I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, because of the severe smoke warning now,
yes.
I'm just going to have to put it off another month.
I guess so. Just stay home.
A month again.
A month?
Next month.
Okay.
It's a few hours away.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this text. I thought people at Harvard are smart. If they bend the knee and fork over $500 million, Trump is truly just come back for more. That's right. He's going to come back
He'll come back for more. Yeah, sure. Why wouldn't he?
He will get mad at whatever they're going to do next and ask for more.
Yeah.
So
demand it.
That's what it's really all about. Now let's get into... let's get into the church key real quick here, because this we've been getting text on this, and it is going to stay open.
They had announced, you know, we had the big announcement on Monday.
That's right. We had 100,000 calls lamenting the loss of the church key and all of the other clubs that have closed down, and suddenly, because of us, the listener reaction, they decided to stay open, right, Gordy?
That's all because of us.
Because of us, yes.
Yeah.
And I think
they changed their mind.
The public panic made them think that way, too.
It's true. I've never seen more text on the text line before than that day.
Well, and apparently they had shut down to remodel to sell the place, right? They were going to upgrade.
Is that what they're doing?
That's what I read. Yeah. But now they're just going to finish up the remodeling and reopen because they got all this public reaction.
Yeah.
So they discovered, hey, we still have some fans out there. Just get them back in here and we'll be okay.
Not only that, they want to reopen by August 28th for the first UW Badger football game.
Well,
they're making big plans, man. This is it. So thank you, everybody, for reacting and keeping the Church Key Bar and Grill open.
Right. Very good. 10 minutes past the hour. Hey, let's open up the phone line, 608-879-8255. Dick is on the phone this morning. What do you got for us, Dick? Good morning.
Oh, real quick on the church key, I always had a little problem with the fact that a real good friend of ours' father, his visitation was there back in the early 70s.
Mm.
It was a funeral home.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. But to the excuse of the day, Trump with the Epstein thing,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
you know, just one little word was so out of line and nobody picked up on it except the late night people. When he was asked about, you know, had he been to that Errol Flynn Island or whatever they called it.
Yeah, right.
And he said, no, I hadn't had the pleasure.
Right.
The pleasure? I don't know who said it, but Colbert, I think, said it. It was classic. He goes, well, I haven't had the pleasure of dining with Jeffrey Dahmer either.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, the
why
pleasure.
Why didn't somebody pick up on it and say, pleasure? Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, a little Freudian slip.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah,
that's all.
All right, Dick. No, thank you for pointing that out. Yeah,
all right, Dick. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Again, 608-879-8255. All right. Coming up in a little while, we'll talk to Jim Santel in our next half hour, attorney at law.
Yeah. Now let's get to gerrymandering. You know, Texas is deciding to gerrymander now.
Yeah.
In the middle of the decade,
right,
where people don't normally gerrymander because they want to pick up about 5 seats in the House,
right,
and keep their majority there.
Yeah, just let's do that, and then we've got the majority again.
It's not so much an agenda and people supporting that agenda and saying, hey, you guys got some great ideas and we're going to compete. But no, instead, they're just going to do it the easy way, and that is to gerrymander.
Yeah, steal now, them.
Like they did here in this state.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in this state, the Republicans insist they did not gerrymander. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
But it's not a gerrymandered map at all.
But I did see an interview with one of the Democrats in Texas last night that they were thinking about doing the same thing that the Wisconsin Democrats did, actually leave the state so they don't have enough votes to have a vote.
Yes, a quorum.
A quorum, right.
All right.
Yeah. So that's in the works, too.
Okay. Let's play something from one of the representatives from Texas, a guy we play awful lot on this program. It's James Tillerico.
Okay.
And he's had this. Oh, what?
The voice note? We got a voice note from.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You want to do that one?
Okay.
Play that first.
That voice note. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Let's go to that.
Hello, guys. I wanted to bring your attention to one James Tillerico in Texas. He's a liberal pastor, Democratic legislator down there, and he might turn Texas blue. And I love that he's flipping the argument and he's taking it to this abuse of the Christian faith that the Christian nationalists and MAGA are doing. So, yeah, look into him. He's a rising star. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. That's Matt out in Middleton. Mm-hmm. And let's listen to Gavin Newsom's comment about that. He's the first guy that reacted to this whole idea of gerrymandering in Texas.
We're trying to play by one set of rules, and these folks on the other side have played by a completely different set of rules, so much so that the President of the United States called Greg Abbott and told him, in essence, find 5 additional seats so we can rig the election next year and maintain the power and authority with the House of Representatives, which de facto amounts to no power, no authority, complete capitulation so Trump can continue to run roughshod over our rights and liberties. We're trying to play by one set of rules, and these folks on the other side have played by completely different set of rules, so much so that the President of the United States called Greg Abbott and told him, in essence, find.
Now, here's the thing. There's a little problem with California maybe trying to do the same thing.
Oh, really?
Newsom's plan faces an independent commission in the Golden State that has maintained authority over redistricting since 2011. So they've got an independent commission doing the redistricting. So they have to convince them to go back in the middle of the decade
really?
To redistrict. So it becomes a little and it's independent. So they don't have to do it. In fact, they would rather not do it because it's independent. They're trying to maintain some separation between the influence of politics in doing the redistricting.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom's really starting to speak out quite a lot. He's got his own podcast now, and he's got guests coming in and really going. Yeah, in fact, here's a cut of him a few days ago talking about how Democrats have got to get out there.
Yes.
Got to fight back. So let's listen to that.
I'm sick and tired of being on our heels, got to be on our toes. It's not about, you know, fighting back. It's about leaning forward, and it's about setting the tone and tenor. I'm sick of this party needs to wake up. These guys aren't screwing around. And I say this not in literal sense, but they're assassins when it comes to the way they weaponize grievance and the way they play politics.
Yeah.
Enough. I mean, what more damn evidence do we need? I mean, they've rolled back the last half century in real time. That's just 6 months.
Right.
Can you imagine this guy having an additional 42 months with no system of checks and balances, no oversight? I mean, seriously, the hell else more evidence do you need? This is an existential moment. And so Democrats, if we want to have a party, if we want to be functioning, not just as a party, but as a democracy, if we want a system of checks and balances, we believe in the rule of law, if you believe in popular sovereignty, this is not about popular sovereignty. This guy wants to wire. He tried to break this democracy, try to light it on fire on January 6th. He just made a call to the governor of Texas saying, in this case, not find me the votes, but find me new seats to rig the game. If we want to still be in this game, we need to disabuse ourselves, disenthrall ourselves of the status quo in the past. We have got to enter a new mindset, and we've got to get back on this playing field, and we've got to do it with the kind of vigor that our kids and grandkids deserve, that liberty and freedom deserves this moment, the founding fathers deserve, the principles that define the best of Roman Republic and Greek democracy. That's on the line unless we stand the line and stand guard at this democracy, and that means we got to go on offense. No more defense. Go on offense. Fight fire with fire. So you ask me, am I in? I'm all in. You ask me, am I committed? I'm all in, committed and resolved. And so this is not a bluff. This is a moment to be held to a higher level of accountability.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. That's Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
California. He's fired up. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of talk about what the Democrats can do, the positions they should take, and, you know, I'm getting bored with it all. You know, it seems pretty obvious what you should do, and that is to tell the truth and make a plan. We've been talking about on this program for a long time. Promise universal health care.
Yeah.
Get rid of all these little things that, by the way, they're being weaponized now. They're taking healthcare away from people to punish them, to make them do what they want for this particular administration. That's the bad part of using healthcare as a weapon against the public. So if we get universal healthcare, they can't do that anymore, period. But at the same time, let's face it, by the end of this four-year term, we're not going to have the government we knew for the last two centuries, right?
Right.
I mean, it's going to be gone. So what we need to do is promise how to rebuild it.
Come up with
not
a plan.
Sustain what we had and go back to what we had, but rebuild government and reconstruct it. And if we came up with a plan of doing just that, and I think that's important as well, that should be our agenda. Universal health care and restructuring the government to become more efficient and better serve the public at a lower cost, and giving public government programs the initiative that that they need in order to solve our problems.
Let's see. We've got a call on the line, but we don't have time for it. But hang on the line there, 608-879-8255. We'll get to that in a moment. And coming up in our next half hour, Jim Santel, attorney at law, will be with us. But you're right, John. I mean, the Democrats have got to do something, and they've got to get together and, you know, maybe have a convention or something, you know, where they get all the
they need youth,
all the leaders and the up and coming leaders. Yeah, they do need youth.
They need new ideas.
They need new ideas.
And I've got an idea on that, and we'll get to that in just a few moments.
We'll explore that coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning here on WMDX Madison.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says this school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Be true to Trump University online classes. of God. That's what he's promising, right? That's what he wants everybody to do. Free school online. Go to college.
Sure.
Get your degree.
652, 92.7 WMDX, John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with producer Dom Lee, and our friend Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. Not sure what others are saying because of loud background noise? Do you have problems on windy days or noisy family situations? Why don't you get your hearing checked? You can start out by going to madisonhearingaidcenter.com, do a free hearing test right online, and then if you want to make an appointment, give them a call, 608-249-4077. That's 608-249-4077. Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison.
You know, and now, Tim, Trump has decreed that everybody can push their religion on their fellow workers in their businesses.
Right.
You can actually confront them and try to get them to change their religion. It's religious freedom in the workplace, in the federal government.
In federal government offices.
Yeah. And, you know, it just seems to, like, coincide with what's going on about how they're pushing these universities to toe their line the way they want things to run. And I don't know what's behind, you know, the settlement packages, but if they start acquiescing, you know, some of the control and hiring teachers, DEI teachers from the conservative side of the aisle, all of that stuff is really, really not going to work out real well for our confidence in our public universities or private universities. Right.
Well, you don't believe in the roadmap?
I'm sorry. Yeah. Maybe I should look at the details of the roadmap.
So one of those old kind of roadmaps you fold up and you can't fold it back together.
Yeah, we have GPS now. We don't need the roadmaps anymore. But you know, it's so weird because, you know, here we have Linda McMahon, you know, now putting out her Advancing Artificial Intelligence Education for American Youth. Her plan. Yeah. This
her
is the
plan.
Person who a month ago said it was A1 sauce.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. How much confidence can we have in our school systems anymore?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I know. You know, and Johnny and I talked about this. It actually came across, and you're referring more deeply to the actual plan, but a quote, the Dear Colleague letter.
Oh, yes, the Dear Colleague, yeah.
Which was released on July 22nd from the Department of Education about, you know, how to use AI in classrooms in K-12 in college. And we pointed out that, you know what, this is probably the first Dear Colleague letter that, you know, at face value, we're like, okay, this isn't bad stuff, you know, and you're going to give money to schools that are going to do some of the good things that we think AI can do. But it comes in, you know, we have to look at everything from the bigger picture of going, okay, so why the emphasis here and why not create, you know, funding for other things that are very beneficial for students, or why the defunding in ways that harm special education students, but yet money available to push, and I'll use the word push, and again, I really believe in the power of AI in education.
Yes.
But, you know, why is the money here? But maybe the other question here is going, like, does a Dear Colleague letter from a department that is in the midst of dismantling itself matter?
Right. Well, good question. Boy, that's why they don't want educated people. They'll ask questions like that, tough ones.
Yeah. Oh, good question. Yeah.
It's a, you know, it's something you wonder about, because it's like, wait, Linda McMahon, you were hired to dismantle the Department of Education. Yeah. Why are you putting out, you know, kind of advice letters? And we're going to have money. And do you really have money to give in grants? Because What happens when you're closed? Do we get the money? It's confusing.
The other thing too is you know this AI is can be influenced by whoever's created the AI, whoever has control over it. They can make it sound any way they want, and then slipping that into the schools with this kind of administration that really wants to dictate what we think and say. I don't know. I'm more skeptical of AI at this point now than ever before.
One of the good developments over the past 6 months, though, is the fallout between the two, you know, boys on the playground, Elon and Donald, you know, not liking each other anymore. Yeah. We kind of speculated about this. Boy, what if those two were really getting along still right now? And now you're talking about it. Going, I wonder if the Dear Colleague letter would actually ban all access to AI except Grok.
Yes.
And now, John, you start to really worry about going, okay, wait a minute, they're mandating. And people might look at me and say, well, that would be silly. Actually, really? Because when it comes to what we call the so-called science of reading, there is mandated by federal and state law that schools have to use a specific curriculum by specific people who release it, and that if you use anything else, you'll actually face penalties. So the idea of that type of coercion, it's there.
It is there.
Well, we have to leave it there. Dr. Tim Slecker, thank you for joining us. You can always check out Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Radio Network. Great podcasts. Tim, good to talk to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Talk to you next
time. Thank you, guys.
And in our next hour, attorney Jim Santel will join us on John and Gordy in the Morning.
And we'll talk about the church key.
Yes, it's going to.
We're back. We're back.
Huh. I'm back.
Hit it.
Get up off of that thing.
Yeah.
And dance to do you better.
Get up off of that thing. Come on.
And dance to do
everybody now, sing along.
Get up off of that
thing. Get it going.
And dance to do you better.
WMTX 92.7, John and Gordy sitting around in the morning just chit-chatting. Broadcasting from the capital city, Madison.
It's looking beautiful over State Street. Starting to see a little bit of sunshine trying to peek through the cloud cover. A few scattered showers this morning, but those are moving out. And then the heat is going to be on today. We have a heat advisory. Temperatures topping out near 90 this afternoon. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but some things remain constant. Throughout Verlo's history, they're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com, check out their lifetime comfort guarantee. John, there was a story here that we got that the church key, you remember the church key, it's closing down.
That's unbelievable.
They've announced it. That's Church Key Bar and Grill, of course, a staple of off-campus student drinking for decades. They've announced on Instagram that it's going to close down. It's that building is 110 years old.
And they gave no reason. No, it's very odd, strange.
You know, it was a chapel, obviously, but it was also a funeral home. Before becoming a bar a half a century ago. And it's one of the Madison institutions of drinking.
Boy, no kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a place to go. And when I was at WIBA-FM, opened a lot of concerts there.
Yes.
One of the best I saw there was Jerry Jeff Walker.
Oh, man, he
passed
great.
Away already. But, yeah. But boy, what a great show and what a great showman and great voice, incredible voice. My wife really loves his voice.
Well,
see, and I'm working on it. You know, I think I can sound pretty much like Jerry Jeff someday.
How are you doing on those banjo lessons? How's that coming along?
Working on that too, my friend.
But it's sad to hear the church key is going to close
know,
down.
It's hard to believe. I mean, that is like always crowded. What's going on?
Could it be because it was so old? Would you say 110 years old?
No, that place has been rebuilt, and rebuilt again.
Yeah, they've remodeled it and restored it a number of times.
All right.
That's too bad.
Well, let's get to a topic we talked about earlier, the drug prices. Trump has a deal with the EU that still has to be approved by each and every EU country, or else it ain't going through. A 15% tariff on everything coming from Europe to the U.S. We're very happy to pay that 15% tariff. I don't know why we should be glad.
Yeah.
But the drug plan is along with that. Now, the drug plan is a stupid plan, and that is to raise the prices of all the people in Europe, and so we can bring down our prices just a little bit. So there's equilibrium. So we all pay a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so the big pharma doesn't lose any cash on this deal, right?
Yeah,
and this
wonderful.
Is just so stupid, and we're celebrating this. All right. Anyway, Daily Show dealt with this. Josh Johnson hosted, and he had this on drug prices.
Okay.
Look, Trump actually does have a plan here. It's not to put a cap on the drug prices. That'd be too easy and simple.
We're working very hard right now to get the other countries to lift up their prices a little bit and to get the drug companies to put it to them. And if they don't, the drug companies will have a lot of problems, and they are mostly agreed to it. And if the countries don't, then as an example, if it's Europe, I'll say, that's okay. You're no longer allowed to sell cars in America.
What?
You're no longer allowed to have Mercedes, BMW, Volkswagen, or any of the other many cars. And they will say, oh, I love the idea of lower drug prices for America.
What?
So the plan, just so I have it right, is to lower drug prices here by forcing Europe to raise drug prices over there, or they can't sell us their cars, reducing our choices as consumers and making cars in general more expensive for everybody. And I know it's very confusing, but I've seen this before. This is crackhead logic, all right?
Yeah, that's it. That's what it is.
A crackhead can never go from A to B, all right? When I was a kid, I'd see a dude who needed $15, but instead of asking for money, he would try to sell you a tire, which of course he didn't have, but he did have a bike chain, and if you would buy that bike chain from him for $12, he would put that towards the tire, and then one day, eventually, buy crack. And my point is, that's a better drug plan than what Donald Trump is doing.
That's good. It's from the Daily Show.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Funny. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of happy. I have a victory here. I finally played a Daily Show card.
There's so many
you've
in
stored
here.
Those up.
Yeah. I store them up. They're so long sometimes that we always run out of time to play this stuff. I have time for this. This is this. You got
we got a text here.
Oh, we do.
We were talking about the church key closing down. Robert from McFarland says, I used to bounce at the church key.
Yeah.
Surprised it's still open by how slow it always was. Well, that's okay. After Brothers closed, the drinking population on University Avenue died.
Yeah, Brothers was on the corner. They tore that building down, right?
Yeah. Where was Headliner? Wasn't Headliners right over there?
That was Headliners.
That was Headliners. Yeah. Okay.
Yep, Church Key Headliners.
Okay, yeah.
Well, they were in the same building.
The same
Church
building.
Key on one side.
Right next to
Headliners on the other side.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Anyway, so... We don't. They haven't announced a date that it's closing yet. So.
No, but I want to know the reason why. We never know the reason
why. They never tell you.
Shortstack closed.
Why
we never found out the reason why.
They didn't really say why, but they went to they moved to Florida, I think.
And my summation on that was, I think the lease went a little higher than they could stand at that point. And that's why a lot of businesses do leave.
Although they've been there for a long time. Maybe they're just tired of, making pancakes. Time to retire, I mean, after a while.
Wow, you make it sound really boring. Well, they're making pancakes. There's more to it than just making pancakes, my friend.
Okay, but they had a big menu, yes.
Hey, look who's on the line.
Oh, it's CJ.
CJ?
CJ, I'm sure that you are probably not very happy with paying 15% from all products coming from Europe at this point, right? Thanks for calling and telling us what you think.
Yeah. What's on your mind, CJ? He sounds like he's in a good mood.
Yeah.
CJ, what do you got?
I am. As this president, number 47, is going around the world making deals, solving wars.
He hasn't solved a war. Where has he solved that war?
He's not happy with Putin. Yeah. I thought that was going to be
got,
a
He got suckered in by Putin's, deal. You know, bedside manner, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you know, you guys are probably old enough for the, do you remember the stone hearth?
Oh, yes. The stone hearth. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That was on Regent, right?
Park Street.
Right? Oh, Park Street. Yeah.
Railroad
right.
Viaduct.
I forgot
yes,
about
right
that
there.
Place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a fun spot.
And certainly the Shuffle Inn.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I played records at the Shuffle Inn.
A lot of good places. Yeah. Bogies is coming
Bogies.
On.
Yes.
Was that the one out by Hilldale? What was that?
Bogies. Yeah.
Yeah. Bogies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
a big place.
You made the club scene here.
We didn't have any bar fights. We probably ran into each other.
We probably did.
Yeah, we probably
did. No, Bogies was a great place. They had terrific bands there.
The Obros.
Yeah. And the, oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were the days.
We lost so many of the bars and so many of the groups disappeared at this point.
Yeah.
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 But still, it's a lively area. We have rock around to always promote those areas. So we do have a lot of new bars that have cropped up to take their place.
Yeah, but I miss the dance clubs.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, there's not many dance clubs anymore.
Other than the Cardinal.
Yeah, you guys, I just wanted to cheer you up this morning. You're already talking about the 15%.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be able to sell Cadillacs in Europe now.
I'm sure they're going to have a hard time driving on those small, narrow streets they have in Europe.
Right?
Because I'm a Cadillac guy.
Are you really?
Yeah.
What year? What year do you have?
Well, I've had a number of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, right now I'm driving a big BMW 750, but
I had a 71
I'm a big sedan guy.
I had a 71 Cadillac.
Really?
A white Cadillac.
I like the really old ones. They had the fins.
I worked at a 60s? Cadillac dealer.
Yeah.
I was a parts
That's
guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in Milwaukee.
Well, those things were very reliable. You probably didn't sell many parts.
No, that's not true. That's not true at all. But CJ, Catherine's threw in her club that she remembers seeing, the Club de Wash. That was a fantastic building,
it? It burned down, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember the barber's
closet?
The barber's closet downstairs? Yeah. Oh, man.
Someone probably needed some insurance money.
Well, maybe.
Maybe so.
Well, that was a great place to go, though. That was the premier club.
Remember the club's tomfoolery?
Oh, yeah.
Tomfoolery's
on Grand Canyon.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was one out by Easttown, too.
Oh, there was.
Out there.
The thing is, you know, that was Bally's Tomfoolery, and I was with a radio station that promoted Bally's Tomfoolery,
sure.
And we opened up all of the gaming that you could play there, and then it just folded a year later.
Doug's texting Bunkies. Remember Bunkies?
That's on Regent in Park.
Yeah.
Yes, that was a big place.
Yeah.
That was a fun place. That's
where I saw Spooner most of the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're
all right,
time tripping.
Hey, this is great, man. It's good. It's really good talking to you about other things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why I wanted to call you guys. Just
all right, man.
That we can have a lighthearted conversation. And I really do enjoy your guys' show.
Well, thank you, CJ.
I just wanted to let you know that.
All right, thank
good
you,
deal, man.
Even though I don't agree with you much,
that's fine. We can agree to disagree.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that we're always right.
There you went.
And you're always wrong.
All right. I like how you say that after we hang up.
I know.
Just cut them off and then, reframe it.
Oh, boy.
We're getting a bunch of messages here.
Everybody's
time tripping through what, you know, remember this bar, remember that bar.
Apparently
there's more information about Church Key, but it's so small. Dom, can you read any of that?
Church Key. It just says permanently closed. And
already?
That's, yeah, permanently closed. Church Key. 4.1 stars.
Mm, yeah. Okay.
That's
okay.
It.
Okay. Is there? You have other things there, don't you? Robert,
did CJ just say he has a BMW? Somebody is remarking. Cody has that, and no, Doug said Bunkies. Yeah, I think we got them all.
Oh, it's Jerry Jeff. What is that?
Oh, Jerry Jeff Walker played a benefit at the Park Ponderosa Ballroom in the early '90s. My band opened for him. He broke a string on his acoustic, so he finished the set playing My Electric Hollow Body. Nice guy. That's from Daddy-O in Windsor.
Pretty cool, man. That's a great story.
Daddy-O. Yeah.
Jerry Jeff was just a great songwriter and singer. Just always one of my favorites. Okay. Absolutely.
It is 7:48. When we come back, we've got some leftovers.
We
right?
do. Yes, we have more stories.
We've got plenty of stories. With John and Gordy on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Bogarty. Ready?
We're ready, man.
Yeah. So... to the left and deep. Hey, get up, get out of here. Gone for Yelich. WMDX, hey! John and Gordy.
Along with Patrick McBride as the voice of Bob Uecker. Got a few more minutes here, but let me just mention this portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west, and just go to verlo.com for more information. Also being brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Give them a call, 608-249-4077. They are helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Check them out at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Okay, now we're back with Patrick McBride, who's written this great book, The Luckiest Boy in the World. He's been telling us all kinds of stories. And
yeah.
You met all kinds of great baseball stars and basketball stars and Packers, but tell us a little bit more about your time with Bob Uecker and getting to know him pretty well.
Bob Uecker, his whole career, I mean, I preceded him by a year, but it's 1970. I was 16 years old, and I ended up getting my tonsils taken out, and I was in St. Mary's Hospital, and I'm listening to the Brewers game. And all of a sudden, Bob Uecker's talking to the great Merle Harmon, and he says, "Hey, Merle, you know our bat boy's in the hospital? Just had his tonsils taken out, and I hope that he doesn't bring them back to the stadium, but I'd like to give a shout-out to Pat McBride and wish him well with his tonsils, and get well, Pat, and come on back to the stadium and hustle like you always do. Now let's bring up Lou Krause.
How did that make you feel?
Oh, I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Ready to put on my uniform.
Too bad you didn't have a recording of that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, the guy was always like that. Yeah. You know, he's always local. You know, here's this national figure.
Yes.
National television. Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson show, yes.
Number one guest of all time. Mm-hmm. But he always, and I just ran into the head of Usinger's at a get-together, John Usinger, and the guy said, always mentioned Usinger's, even though the sponsor was Johnsonville Bronx. Yeah. And he'd always slip in Usinger's because he was the friend of Usinger's Bronx, you know. And the guy just always cared about everybody in Milwaukee. You know, he'd always be like, well, Mabel up in Omro just won the bratwurst special for, you know what I mean?
I remember those. Yeah,
you remember that?
He was just bringing people up, and everybody was equal to him, you know?
Everybody.
It wasn't like a special interest, or they advertise, and they don't advertise. You know, he just everybody was included.
He'd go outside of the press box and go sneak up and sit next to a couple from Anago. And they'd be sitting there, you know, excited about the game. And all of a sudden, oh, my God, it's Bob Uecker. I mean, and he was just, he was a Milwaukee kid, period. Yeah. Never changed.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. We never changed. We're all Milwaukee kids, eh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you're thinking about another book.
Yeah.
Are you in?
Yeah,
you
I'm thinking about writing. Yeah, I'm already got it sketched out. It's going to be about the imposter syndrome. And I'm going to talk about kids that just don't believe that they can really make something out of themselves, because, you know, a lot of us grew up in tough circumstances or never really believed that we can get to where we want to get. I never believed that I could get out of school. I never believed that I could go to college. I never believed I could go to medical school. But mentors, people kept propping me up, pushing me up. Mm-hmm. We all stand on the shoulders of giants. And actually, I think Kareem wrote a book called On the Shoulders of Giants. Mm-hmm. And I remember a mentor saying that to me. We stand on the shoulders of giants. And I'm sure that's true in the broadcasting world right? Yeah. I mean, you had people that said, do it.
Yeah.
And who gets behind the microphone? It's a scary place to be. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I did it. And then I'd say, I don't think I could do that, you know. And then somebody said, let's do it together. And then we do it together. And that's true of all these sports teams. I'm telling you, you know, when you get five people together on a court, you get nine people on a field, you know, there's somebody standing right there with you, you know. Mm-hmm. You strike out, I'm telling you, these guys pull together. You watch tonight.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, nine people. Murphy, watch what he says to these people in the locker room on these YouTubes. It's really, you do it as a team. So I want to write about imposter syndrome. I want to write about a lot of the stories where I watch people do that. You know, when you watch Oscar Robertson get in somebody's, a rookie's face and tell him he can do it, that rookie did it out of fear more than confidence. Because if you screw up, Oscar Robertson's going to put you
right there.
Yeah.
Wow. People want to find your books, they can get them all in the usual places.
Yeah, Amazon? They can get them in local bookstores here in Madison and on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Patrick McBride, thanks for being with us, man.
Hey, John and Gordy, you guys are the greatest.
Can't wait for the game tonight, and thanks for getting us all revved up and ready to go.
Go crew.
I know. It's you know, two guys that really aren't big into sports, but this guy, he loves the Cubs. And
you know, I'm a Cubs fan, true blue.
And if you're a Cubs fan.
I know. Hey, don't you can jump
talk,
on that counter
you can
here.
Talk that's sports right. even if you don't know
it's
anything
gonna be,
about it.
You know what? It's great for baseball.
It is.
And you know what? They got beer there.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Beer. And bratwurst.
Yes, it makes it all better.
You know, when I was there, just quick story, they did not have bratwurst anywhere in any stadium except Milwaukee. And they'd say, go get me one of those white sausages. That's what the players would do. And in the bullpen, they'd trade baseballs for bratwurst. Mm. And now everybody's got bratwurst.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I know. We're going to have a few of those tonight, definitely.
Yeah, Pat,
thank
you, guys.
Thank you, Pat.
We will.
It's Patrick McBride. That's going to do it for John and Gordy for today. Stephanie Miller is coming up next. And then, we're off to the Cubs and Brewers this evening.
We'll have a day off tomorrow, but we'll have reruns of some great stuff. Yeah. So check it out. And some new material as well.
Yep. Have a great day. We'll talk to you very soon, right?
All right. Yeah, okay. We will.
Are you all ready for the game?
Are you taking
the space car?
I am taking the space car, yes.
Excellent. County Stadium. All right. I'll meet you there.
Thank you.
So long. So long, everybody.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Let the sun
shine. It's the John and Gordy
Show. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.